number 11 is from the Director of Child Support Services, requesting authorization to execute child support provider contracts for Pathways to Responsible Fatherhood Grant, partner agreements with Compel Milwaukee, or Compel Milwaukee, My Father's House, Inc., Next Door Foundation, United Migrant Opportunity Services, Community Advocates, Inc., YWCA of Greater Milwaukee, Center for Self-Sufficiency, Central LEGO, Northcott Neighborhood House, Wisconsin Community Services, and Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership.
Director Self.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. This is the contract, which is the follow-up from the announcement of the Pathways to Responsible Fatherhood grant that the agency was awarded from the Administration for Children and Families in Washington, D.C. The grant award was back in September. We applied for this grant in July following the county board's approval of our application going out to apply for such grants. This was a very narrow window for us to be able to apply. It was 28 days during which time I was new in this position, and this was a major success for the agency in being able to secure this grant. This is the first year of what, depending on continuing congressional authorization and our performance, is potentially up to a three-year, $5.4 million grant. We're going to be the lead agency and an administrator of this grant, and as such, we're paid for our grant management and administrative role. The funds that flow through to the Milwaukee County Child Support Services Department is $412,000 annually of that $1.8 million. That remaining funds flows through us out to different partner agencies who are providing the services on the ground. The major agencies here are YWCA, My Father's House, and UMOS, and Community Advocates. People will be triaged as they come through these programs and either run through everything from if there's domestic violence element to what's going on, they'll be moved into that kind of a program. There's some job training programs, AODA support. There is some support from Central Legal on a volunteer legal basis. So we're doing some identification of different different challenges these individuals may have. We're serving 1,850 primarily low-income dads in the community. And this is, as I mentioned, sort of a theme with child support services, as we're finding that it's not simply enough to kind of put the screws to somebody and try and shake the money out of the pockets. For a lot of these folks, this is not a possibility. They're willing to support their families, but they lack the job eligibility to be able to do that. A program like this utilizes these federal funds to be able to go out and identify some of the challenges that people have, get them into job training, deal with some different issues that may go on. There's a curriculum that's been approved through the Administration for Children and Families that there'll be training from the different entities in providing those services. And as the grant administrator, we also provide some of our personnel offsite doing, amongst other things, alternative payment plans where necessary if we need to do some adjustment of the state interest that people have or the arrears that somebody might be behind. If something like that is a burden to employment, we have people who can go and work with these applicants as well, with the idea that you get to better outcomes in employment. And all of that then leads to greater increased child support collection, which helps the families and also helps us in terms of our performance funding. And as I said, it's $1.8 million overall, $412,000 of which flows through to child support services. And this is the contract, which is with the 11 different grant participants in order to be able to provide those services.
Supervisor Brown, move approval. Supervisor Braverick moves approval of this item, resolution. Any further questions, concerns, comments? Madam Clerk, would you please call the vote?
Supervisors Jurcik?
Aye.
Wysha?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Vote is 7-0. That item is approved.